A reading from the book of Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. This book of Micah is a most interesting book. Micah lived at the same time as Isaiah, over 700 years before Christ. And both of them dealt with the times when Israel was breaking up and under huge pressure from powerful nations nearby. It was also a time when the people of Israel had broken away from the covenant of Moses. Their religious allegiance was spread among various gods besides Yahweh, and wealthy businessmen exploited the poor by taking over big tracts of land. But whereas Isaiah's position was to speak directly to the kings and the high priests, Micah was a country boy whose focus was on the outrage he felt about in the injustice that he saw around him. In a passage just past our reading today, he condemns the merchants who cheat with weights in the scales and lie about their actions and use violence to achieve their ends. So yes, Micah is another of those wise and courageous prophets who challenged his countrymen because of their injustice. But he has a most interesting take on the whole topic. The reading today begins with God calling the people of Israel to a court consisting of the entire universe, to answer certain allegations. God challenges Israel to respond to the charge that they have abandoned the covenant and all that it implies. They have stopped worshipping the one God. They have ignored the commandments. They have gone their own way. And see how the Israelites reply. They admit all their wrongdoing without hesitation. Sure, they say, we've done wrong. What would you like us to do, God? How about we make you some burnt offerings, completely burnt, not just half burnt and then we eat the rest. We could give you calves, not just sheep or goats or birds. Or how about we sacrifice 1,000 rams, or 10,000 rivers of oil, or, hey, what about this? We'll sacrifice our firstborn sons. Wouldn't that be something? I recall when I was young, it was a common thing to hear young Catholics talk about having to go to confession after a Saturday night out. It was a ritual penalty. that many of them willingly paid to compensate for their misdeeds. And you see, these Israelites also think that all they have to do to satisfy God, to get God's okay on their lives and actions, is to do the right thing. It's make the right gestures, follow the procedures. In other words, their worship is merely paying lip service. Their enormous self-interest means that they disconnect their lives from the worship of God. Cheating your neighbor and beating up your rivals is okay if it can be followed by sacrificing 1,000 rams or your son. Such worship is empty and mechanical. I'm sure you've heard sermons about the business person who attends church on Sunday and then on Monday morning plots how to cheat his clients or the tax department. It's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? But it does pay at times to look carefully at our behavior as we call ourselves Christian, as we give worship to God. Is it about following the rituals, saying the right words, doing the right thing? In the modern context, is it about making that pilgrimage, joining Opus Dei or Grail, making a bequest to the missions, sending the children to the Catholic school, wearing the holy medal? Why do we genuflect in church? Or sign head, lips, heart at the gospel reading? Is this truly giving attention to the presence of God in our lives? What does God want of you? Listen, oh listen, my dear friends. Do justice, love tenderly, walk humbly with your God.